It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's go. Let's bring in our guy, Andrew Wagner from Forbes Sports, to talk about the Brewers' successful weekend in Oakland. We'll look ahead to the Giants series coming up at American Family Field as well. Mr. Wagner, thanks so much for coming on.
Before we talk about baseball, can I complain about something near and dear to your heart? Because I know you love my rants.
I do. I also want to hear about the wedding. I watch play-by-play of on Twitter. We'll talk about that too. Yes, go ahead.
What in the hell was the Milwaukee Mile thinking?
Uh-oh.
By giving up the date for trucks to deal with Indy. And don't get me wrong, I'm an open wheel guy before I'm a NASCAR guy, and that's not a NASCAR guy.
They're a sponsor. Be careful. IndyCar is.
And that's fine. I love IndyCar. I've been an IndyCar guy my whole life. Like Rick Mears, Little Al. Love them.
You're so old.
I know I'm old. And I'm all right with that.
I've watched all those guys, too. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
I served Little Al a big breakfast at the McDonald's on 76 in Greenfield during race weekend one year.
Little Al, answer. Yep.
Yep. But to not work with Track Enterprises and Bob Sargent, who basically resurrected that track, and just be so nonchalant about it, it stinks because it's taken so much to get that track back to a point where it's relevant. And these should be the best 8 days this track has had in God knows how many years. And now you've got that cloud hanging over it. So,
for those of you that don't know what Mr. Wagner is talking about, NASCAR announced that the truck race will no longer be coming back to the Milwaukee Mile because of the IndyCar contract, right?
But see, that's what I don't get. Like, is it because of IndyCar's contract? I just don't get it. There's so much more going on that meets the eye. And mainly, I'm just ticked off because I had a really good story set to run this week on the whole shebang, and I had to tear it all up. So, yeah.
Did you enjoy it? You were down there covering the truck race. Did you enjoy it?
I was. It was the first time that I ever had been to a truck race.
Oh, it's so good.
And I will say that as awkward as it is seeing trucks driving around a racetrack and not in the parking lot at Home Depot, most of those trucks will probably do a better job of hauling lumber than some of my buddy's little Toyota Tundras and Tacomas. So that was pretty cool. But no, it was a really cool race. I mean, one thing that really stood out for me, and this will sound weird, is the number of females that I saw working on pit crews.
Yep.
It was really impressive. There was a lot of diversity on there. And that's, I mean, you think NASCAR, you'll think you're stereotyped, whether right or wrong, and you think it's definitely a guy-dominated thing. But I'm going to venture to guess that at least 30% of the people that I saw walking through the pits on those crews were females. And that's an impressive thing.
I agree with you. And the other thing that's happened over with NASCAR over the last decade or so, they've done a really good job of recruiting guys that have played college sports, college football, basketball, whatever. And then they find themselves doing a career in NASCAR, working on the pit crews or whatever the case may be over the course of time. I've always liked the truck race. It's one of my favorite races to go to at the Milwaukee Mile, is that truck race. In general, I mean, I've seen the truck race at Talladega and all these other different racetracks, but the Mile, I used to do the post-race shows there with Summer Santana and Steve Zottke back in the day on 1250, interview all those guys afterwards. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of the truck race. Absolutely a big fan. At the Milwaukee Mile. All right, we've got to talk about the Brewers, and then when we're done with the Brewers, we'll get to your wedding over the weekend. Okay, so Brewers get 2 out of 3 from Oakland. I know Oakland's a bad team, but Oakland has been playing better since the All-Star break. And for the Brewers to break out offensively in this series, I think is a good sign. Now, hopefully they can keep this up going into the Giants series.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, momentum is always dependent upon the next day's starting pitcher, right? Yeah, it would have been nice to have the sweep, but you step back and you look at it. They drop 2-3 to the Cardinals. They take 2-3 to Oakland. That's a 3-3 road trip. And what's the old saying in baseball? Win the vast majority of your games at home, go 500 on the road, you're playoff bound. The Brewers keep doing it. They're looking exactly like they've looked for the last couple of weeks. You're seeing exactly what you want to see. They're playing good baseball. They're playing crisp baseball. They're getting good pitching. They're getting timely offense. Yesterday stunk, you know, in terms of wanting to get the sweep, but it also didn't help that you were, you know, going up against the Oakland Athletics and the worst umpire in Major League Baseball.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on that. I want to get your thoughts on the fact that they brought Ashby back, bringing him out of the bullpen now with Mears going to the injured list, and how Ashby looked. To me, you know, I know he had that walk to begin, but he really buckled in at that point. That curveball, that is a weapon, and if he can control it and be that guy out of the bullpen that he was never able to be in the starting rotation here the last couple of years, would be a huge upgrade for that bullpen.
I'm going to be honest. I did not see Ashby pitch, and if you saw Twitter, you'll understand why.
I do. I'm sorry to hear about the passing of your dog. Yes.
All good. So I can't really say with anything about what happened yesterday, but I can. I'm very comfortable saying if his curveball is as good as it's been in the minor leagues coming out of the bullpen the last couple of weeks, combined with that sinker, I mean, that's great. That's what the Brewers need out of him. What it holds for him in the future, that's a discussion for, you know, November, December, January, February. What they need from him right now is to come in when they call his number and get outs. And if he can do that, he's going to be back in the mix. And I think ideally they'd like to see him get back into a starting role. I mean, that's, you know, what they were developing to do, and they have full confidence that he could be that pitcher before the injury. And maybe this is what he needs to get back to that point. You know, come in here and do the whole Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff thing. Work some multi-inning relief roles. Get your confidence back. Get back out there next spring and go at it with a clean slate. But right now, if he can come in and did what apparently he did yesterday, that's a very good sign for them moving forward as they head into the playoffs.
I got some breaking Packers news. I hate to break this up, but since you're in the last segment of the show, I figured I'd better.
Has the team been sold?
No, but the Packers are getting a quarterback.
But as long as it's not Joe Burrow, I'm happy.
No, it's not Joe Burrow, but I don't understand. I checked Adam Schefter's account. It says 11.1 million followers, so this is real. The Titans are sending quarterback Malik Willis to the Packers in exchange for a 2025 seventh-round pick per sources. Willis likely to back up Jordan Love. Malik Willis over Clifford and Pratt? That's what they decided? What?
And I'm not a Packer fan. I don't follow the Packers, and I don't cover the NFL, so I'm not in tune to it all. But I thought they had their guy in Clifford as a backup.
Clifford never should have been drafted to begin with out of Penn State by the Packers, but that's a whole nother thing. But Malik Willis, what has Malik Willis done to show you that he's better than what you have in Clifford or Pratt? Like, I don't understand, Charlie. What the heck is going on?
I think he's might have shown you more negatives than Pratt and Clifford at this point.
I haven't watched him in preseason. Call up his preseason numbers. Maybe he's done something in preseason.
You know who I blame for this? Ownership. I blame the owners.
Yeah, the fans are out of control. I would agree with you on that. We've only got a couple of minutes left. I'm glad we got one or two questions in on the Brewers. What happened at your wedding? How did it go in Fond du Lac?
That was the longest I've spent around my family without legal counsel in 5 years. There were no weapons deployed. There were no injuries. I did watch a very exciting Brewers game, and I did watch the vast majority of what turned out to be a very exciting Cup race. And I will say the cheers for the race seemed to be a lot louder than anything pertaining to the nuptials that day.
So it was a NASCAR crowd at this thing?
It was a, I don't even know how to describe it. There was a lot of bikers, a lot of classic cars. All I know is, had I not just recently gotten my second tattoo, I would have felt very, very underdressed.
Really?
Yeah. I was also the only person there wearing a tie.
Yeah, I saw that. You look nice. Yeah, you did look nice.
Thank you. I was one of seven people that was wearing long trousers. So, yeah, I was definitely a fish out of water.
I
hung with one of my nephews.
Do you like weddings that are okay with you wearing whatever you want to wear, or do you prefer the formal weddings where you are expected to wear pants and a tie?
I mean, it depends on the situation. I mean, if you're having like an outdoor, like, you know, backyard style wedding, or you know, I think my issues with wedding attire stems more to do with what the bride tells the groom that her groomsmen had, that his groomsmen have to wear. Like, I've been in outside weddings where I've had to wear a damn tuxedo when it's as hot as this out, and it makes no sense. You can get a nice summer suit that's lightweight and look just as dressed up as you would in a damn tuxedo. No, I really don't care. Like, as long as it's made clear ahead of time what the expectation is, I think that's fine. Personally, I think that all marriage, all love, regardless of who's involved in it, should be banned. But that's just me.
That's why you're the best. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. I got to figure out this Malik thing. All right. Thank you so much, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, bro.
There he is.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.